are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're going to tell you the story behind the story of what's going on today. Joel, thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Dr. Stan, to be with you.
Well, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, let's begin with the U.S. government campaign on the new flu vaccine. It's supposed to be ready. The government's bought 100 million doses, and they'll start a campaign to get school children to accept it. They're going to pay for it to induce people to take it. I think, like most, like all flu vaccines virtually, I think they're ineffective. I think more people have serious problems with the reactions to these than they do by just. I mean, as a matter of principle, I don't believe in vaccinations that are not tested and proven. And certainly, with these immunity that are given the companies, there's no way that they have any incentive to really test and prove. There's no time to have tested. These are untested vaccines. I wouldn't want to be the guinea pig. Last time we had a major flu outbreak among the military and. In New Jersey, the only people that died were the soldiers that took the vaccine.
And, of course, the thing is that basically it takes a long time to tell whether a vaccine is really safe. It might take months or years even before you begin to find that they put some sort of an adjuvant in that would give you autoimmune disease, lupus, scleroderma, rheumatoid arthritis, Hashimoto's disease, which is a thyroid disease. We have so many autoimmune manifestations today that, as I believe, are directly related to the priming of the immune system through vaccinations. You don't know what the effect will be, and do you really trust the people in the federal government to do what's right for your health? And I certainly wouldn't trust them. Go right ahead.
Well, and that's, I think, good advice coming from a very competent medical doctor like yourself. Moving on to another subject, Obama went to Russia this past week just before the G8 summit in L'Aquila, Italy, where the U.S. and other major powers made only token and unattainable commitments to lower the Earth's temperatures. I mean, you know, I find this hard to believe, Dr. Stan. They made a commitment to, you know, hold the Earth's temperature rise to 3 or 4% in, or 3 or 4 degrees. This is just ludicrous to think that you, puny man, can control the Earth's temperatures. Of course, this is all done in obeisance to the man-made global warming hoax. Nevertheless, this is incredible how it continues to go on. I mean, I can't look at almost virtually any public radio station that talks about anything having to do. I mean, they're even rejecting certain power plants now. They have basically said the environmentalists, there will be no more coal plants built in the United States, period. They just canceled a major coal plant addition in Utah because the California people said that they would not, in fact, allow any electricity from that plant to be sold, you know, because of its so-called carbon footprint. I mean, this is just ludicrous that carbon is not a, as I covered in last week's World Affairs Brief, carbon is not a pollutant. It's beneficial in every respect. There have just literally been thousands and thousands of scientists that have protested this, and yet virtually you have a 100% wall of support from the media and the scientific community, at least that they interview on the news. They will not interview anyone who takes a contrarian position. I mean, talk about the big lie propaganda. This is incredible.
Well, of course, what this is going to do is destroy the electric system that we have here, which is really essential for a civilized nation. In fact, there's even talk about having brownouts and blackouts here in California as they begin shutting down plants that take water out of the ocean and run it through, and then they put it back in the ocean again, and the water's hotter. Well, that's disturbing the ecology. We're going to close down those plants. We're not going to let any more plants be built. We're going to block any effort to build nuclear plants. And we're going to close down, we're tearing down dams. We've already closed down over 430 dams, many of them which produce electricity all across America, because we have to protect the fishes. What people don't understand, this is really a direct attack on the industrial foundation of America. It is an effort to impoverish our people and certainly destroy the infrastructure of this nation. And nobody has the courage to come out and say it, or those people who do say it have no voice other than perhaps on Radio Liberty or a few other alternative programs.
Yes, and I'm convinced, of course, that most of the environmentalists are sincere. They have simply been duped by, crying wolf, or not crying wolf, but, the sky is falling type scenario, and they actually believe it now. But the people at the very, very top who start these things have got to have a nefarious agenda, because they literally are cutting off any new production of the most effective electric and efficient, cost-wise, electric generating potential, that is nuclear, water power, and coal and natural gas. And they're all being prohibited, essentially, by this new carbon footprint. I mean, literally, it is an earth-changing event and will cause the rates of electricity to skyrocket. I mean, look at what the rising price of gas has already got people with the jitters again about seeing a return to the $4 plus a gallon of gas, and it's going to hurt the economic recovery. There really is no recovery going on right now. These things, paying twice for electricity, will sap tremendous amounts of money from the economy and make it much, much more difficult to survive. It just looks like there's a major sabotage operation going on in this world.
Well, it not just looks like it, there is. And, of course, it will not only affect the individual and the amount they pay for electricity, but it'll run up the cost of the things that they buy. It will drive the industries we have out of this country to other countries where they can buy cheap electricity, where they allow nuclear power plants, or go to China where they don't have this. They're not going to have any carbon footprint taxes. They're not going to abide by these rules. They're not going to abide by them. And the largest polluter in the world, so if that's the case, why are we abiding by them? And the thing is that the leaders of our country want to destroy the manufacturing capacity of this nation. This is what it's about. And when you look at it from that point of view, it all makes sense.
That's right. It is all about globalism, because if you destroy your manufacturing capability, then you have become dependent upon manufacturing elsewhere. It's the same reason why in this Russia summit, and even before the summit, that Russia is so eager to use international financing to develop their pipelines and to feed more natural gas into Europe to make Europe dependent on Russia for natural gas, in the same way that the globalists are trying to make us dependent for our energy and fuel on other areas outside the country. And it's going to have real major repercussions someday. Well, Obama, of course, did make his first foray this week into Russia, a nation schooled in centuries of political intrigue and foreign policy deceptions. I mean, these people are really experts, Dr. Stan. And even though Obama was reared in a far-left culture with fellow travelers and communists, he is clearly out of his league in Russia, where the art of luring the West into further disarmament treaties is their number one priority. And, of course, that's what Well, you know, I suppose Obama's smart enough to know when he's out of his league. Any president, essentially as young as he is and without ever having been president before, is out of your league when you get into the White House. But having surrounded himself with a globalist CFR, that is Council on Foreign Relations, advisors, that only ensnares him into their web and makes him more dependent on the message that they give to him to read the script on. And it will only further the globalist agendas of more intervention and conflict. It was interesting that the press really didn't give much attention to Obama's visit there in Russia. They actually had more TV coverage, according to reports that aired, on Michael Jackson's funeral than on Obama's visit.
You're going to have to hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen right here at the Genesis Communication Network. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airwaves of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Pulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest, of course, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. We're talking about what's going on. We're talking about Obama's trip to Russia. And, of course, as certainly as Joel has pointed out, Obama really is being more or less controlled by the people who surround him, the globalists who surround him. Obama certainly is not going to vary too far from the official globalist line. But you go right ahead, Joel.
Well, it's important for your listeners to understand that Russia's major objectives vis-a-vis the United States and Europe are, one, to weaken the U.S. nuclear stockpile by locking in deeper disarmament agreements with the U.S. on nuclear weapons while concealing its own secret manufacturing facilities. Number two, encourage U.S. continued intervention in Afghanistan and Iran in order to exhaust U.S. military capabilities. Three, facilitate EU dependence on Russia for strategic minerals and fuels. Four, play the anti-NATO card so as to exacerbate tensions between Russia and NATO U.S. over the former Soviet states, where the presence of millions of Russian immigrants will increasingly provide the rationale for future war. Five, resist any attempt by the U.S. to install an anti-ballistic missile system and radar system near Russia. And six, milk the West for any financial trade or technology advantage it can be can do by feigning being an ally. And we see that Obama fell into their trap on most of these issues here. As we analyze how Obama and his CFR team did in Russia, we must always keep in mind that there are secret deals connected with these public agreements made behind the scenes that are never revealed to the American people until years later, if at all. This is the same thing that happened with all the secret meetings between Roosevelt and Stalin in Tehran and Yalta prior to and during World War II. Roosevelt was also guided by a coterie of globalist advisors like Alger Hiss. So while at first glance it may appear as if the U.S. really got taken in while in Russia, the secret deals, these are usually agreements to give Russia access to U.S. technology or agreements not to oppose Russian hegemony in certain countries around the world. These secret deals make the scenes or make things even worse than what it appears in the press, because I think, for example, as Russia appeared to give in goal number two, a concession to allow the U.S. to use air bases in Central Asian states that Moscow controls. You know, Russia never makes concessions out of goodwill. Russia always, of course, has to get their pound of flesh out of everything. They're ruthless about getting equal or greater value out of any deal. So you know that the U.S. had to promise some kind of secret help to Russia behind the scenes in order to get these concessions for Russia using its influence to get these Central Asian states to give landing rights to the U.S. You know, the Russians kind of engineered the expulsion of the U.S. from the large Air Force logistics base at Manas in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, and was only able to get it back by paying a huge bribe both to Kyrgyzstan and to Russia. And the Russian bribes don't come in money, but generally in technology transfers. In 2005, the U.S. lost the use of the Karshai-Khanabab base in Uzbekistan, which made the base at Manas all the more important, and kind of twisted the U.S. arm so that they would pay the bribes to keep the Manas base. And the U.S. is clearly running up against the limits of its ability to project power into Central Asia, that is, Afghanistan, where it's active right now. It's a vast area, and even its huge basing structure in Iraq is not enough to provide logistical support for the north. That's why they need to keep buying influence in Turkey as well as in the Russian client states. Well, Russia also got the renewal of past disarmament agreements in furtherance of goal number one, which is to continue to disarm the U.S. prior to their planned military preemptive nuclear strike on America and Britain, with virtually no commitments to bring their portion of these past agreements back into compliance. Now, the reason the U.S. didn't press for compliance is because Obama's CFR advisors are only interested in U.S. disarmament and not in exposing Russia's secret arms program in underground cities like Yamato and Yasbinsky Mountain. The Obama team went out of its way to avoid a Senate ratification battle over Russian noncompliance by not seeking a new treaty, but only renewing the old one. And this is kind of a trick. In fact, the Russian treaty is going out of existence, and so technically any new treaty has to be voted on by the Senate. But they're evading that. It expires on December 5th. A senior White House official said the difficulty of the task might mean temporarily bypassing the Senate's constitutional role in ratifying treaties by enforcing certain aspects of a new deal on executive order level on both Russia and the U.S. part. In other words, just making an executive order that will continue to abide by things without actually having a treaty.
In other words, our Senate, our United States Senate, is purely a figurehead. They simply go ahead and carry out their programs irrespective of the wishes of our elected representatives. And it's about time the American people understood that we have a visible government, we have an invisible government, and they're the ones who are really running the things. And, well, we let the senators vote on unimportant things, but really important things, why we do that by executive fiat or some other means of circumventing the constitutional authority.
That's right. These people take an oath to the Constitution. We know that Henry Hyde and others refused to issue a declaration of war. They'd rather use the War Powers Act, which gives more slop and leeway. And we see now that they're finding an end run around the Constitution here. And, you know, one of the liabilities of our Constitution is we really should have a watchdog, separate form of government, perhaps the Supreme Court, that can rule without someone having to go to all the expense of challenging law. They ought to be able to say, you know, you just simply can't do that, and force them to rule and quote chapter and verse in the Constitution on every issue. Now, obviously, they would try to find some way around that, but it certainly would be harder if they were forced to quote chapter and verse rather than court precedent as they do now. Well, you know, White House Coordinator of Weapons of Mass Destruction, his name is Gary Seymour, said administration lawyers are exploring the, quote, different options that are available. One option is that both sides could agree to continue the inspections by executive agreement. But you know what's incredible here is the U.S. is not complaining about the fact that they don't have full access. Russian inspectors have full access to all of our nuclear and rocket and nuclear manufacturing plants, and we are kept out of at least half of what Russia has, including the major underground factories and bunkers that they have, Yamato and Yuzhinsky Mountain. We are also kept out of the state-of-the-art warhead facility that we built for them. They won't let us in to inspect how many nuclear weapons are there.
You see, Joel, this really doesn't make any logical sense. So there has to be another agenda. There has to be a conscious effort on the part of the globalists who run our government to weaken the United States in case of a nuclear war. And why would anybody do that? Because their loyalty is not to the United States. And I suspect that there are very powerful spiritual forces that are guiding this betrayal of America. And I believe we're going to see God's judgment on this country. Just as sure as God made little green apples, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen to explore what's really going on in the world you're not going to read about or hear about elsewhere.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communications Network, our guest, Joel Skousen. But before we go on, Joel, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get a free copy of the World Affairs Brief and perhaps go ahead and subscribe to it as I do.
Dr. Stan, as you know, the World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. The first thing one sees on the main page is a synopsis of the current brief. It'll change tomorrow when the new brief comes out every Friday. My specialty is putting back into the news things the establishment news media filters out. It's by omission that the major deceptions occur in the news. If people really knew the hidden agendas that were going on, such as we're discussing, it would change their views radically of what's going on in America. On the left-hand column of my website, there's lots of free information about past archival material that I've written about the various cover-ups the government has been involved in. And on the left-hand side are listings of my other publications, some of my preparedness books, The Secure Home, and Strategic Relocation, North America Guide to Safe Places. These are very helpful to people. As if they follow my recommendations, that given the bleak outlook that we have for trying to win back our liberty, it's wise to prepare in advance for future problems in case we don't win while we try to fight for our liberty.
All right, fine. Well, and so basically they just go to your website and there they'll find information on how to subscribe.
I'm sorry, I failed to even mention that. They can get a, yes, there's a big subscribe button to subscribe, and beforehand they probably ought to email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com and request a free sample copy. Be happy to send one out, and if they forget how to do that, it tells them how to do that on the front page of the website.
All right, very good. Well, let's go on from here.
Well, let me tell everyone a little bit about Yamato and Yasvinsky Mountain sites located in the Belorets area of southern Urals, east of Moscow. As I wrote clear back in 2004, in 1998, U.S. Strategic Commander of STRATCOM, General Eugene Hobiger, the same naive commander who took part in the NPR propaganda documentary called Missileers. This was a documentary showing him backslapping all his comrades in Russia, fellow missileers who were, quote, once enemies and are now allies. And they filmed General Hobiger going through this World War II area bunkers and things as if this were state of the art. I mean, they were basically a propaganda piece proving that the Soviet Union was a paper tiger and that all of their equipment would run down, that they never were any threat anyway, and this is absolutely untrue. He later on admitted that the Yamato Mountain is a very large complex. He says, we estimate that it has millions of square feet available for underground facilities. We don't have a clue, he said, as to what they're doing there. What do you mean, don't have a clue, General? Not even one clue? I mean, people this stupid obviously get to be generals because they are predictable yes men in the military, determined to purge out any future George Pattons or Douglas MacArthurs who wouldn't stand for this kind of stuff. I noticed in Missileers that Hobiger never mentioned the Russian military's refusal to answer questions about the Yamato Mountain, even as he waxed eloquent about the deep camaraderie he felt between he and his Russian missile counterparts. I mean, if this is the best general we can find to head STRATCOM, the U.S. is in mortal danger. Well, Yamato Mountain Complex is not far from Russia's main nuclear weapons lab facility, Chelyabinsk 70. Honest military analysts suspect that Yamato's huge 400-square-mile underground complex, which is as big as the Washington, D.C. metro area, houses not only nuclear warheads, missile storage sites, launch control, and several full-blown nuclear weapons factories, all designed to continue production after a nuclear war begins. Now, the U.S. has no equivalent to such extensive protected production facilities, except perhaps deep within the bowels of Area 51 in Nevada, which are off, you know, limits to even Americans. According to Ken Timmerman, the Russian people have provided no fewer than 12 separate and contradictory explanations for Yamato Mountain, none of which are believable nor credible. Now, Russia also has a massive national command and control system dispersed among three different hardened underground locations. As I mentioned, besides Yamato Mountain, there's Yasinsky Mountain, an underground complex, and Sharapovo bunker site south of Moscow. Sharapovo is the primary command center for Russian civilian leaders. The Kremlin is connected to Sharapovo and other bunkers by an underground subway line. Once in Sharapovo, they can conduct the war effort using highly redundant communication systems, all according to a 1988 Pentagon report. Now, don't think, however, the U.S. will stop at simply renewing the START treaty that they're talking about in this particular session. They intend to ratify other treaties once this renewal paves the way and softens up the opposition, what opposition there may be. One of the major sticking points so far has been Russia's continued frustration at U.S. plans for a missile defense system in Poland and the Czech Republic. The advisor Seymour says that they would have to address this in a new treaty, though he would not specify simply how. In Moscow, Obama and President Medvedev simply put off the issue for further study rather than confront it and ruin their summit. So, in essence, they're going to go into deeper stockpiles. Of course, they're talking about the same old formulas they used to use for years, complicated numbers. They don't force the Soviets to count certain missiles that are older than a certain age, and they allow them to put them into storage and not count them. They give Russians incredible leeway to cheat, they weight them according to whether or not land-based ones are more vulnerable than sea-based ones, which are considered invulnerable, even though, of course, as I've mentioned before, we have an agreement, made that agreement during the Clinton administration, whereby the United States has agreed to keep 50% of all its submarines in port at any one time to assure the Russians that we are vulnerable to having our submarines taken out. Now, I mean, that's incredible, Dr. Stan, that we would go out of our way to ensure the Russians that we're not a threat to them.
But not only that, but we've actually deactivated our major anti-ballistic missile system. We had those, I think they call them the peacekeepers that they put in during the Reagan administration, carried three large warheads on each
one
of them.
Ten, Dr. Stan.
Ten, and they've just done away with them all.
That's right, and they're stored at Hill Air Force Base in Utah, and that makes that a primary military target. The Russians know they're there, and they're certainly not going to want them to be reassembled and put on the launching pads during the war. So another sore point in Russian-U.S. relations is Georgia. As Scott Horton pointed out, in the weeks leading up to Obama's visit, Russia launched heavy military exercises on the Georgian frontier, and has worked to get international observers out of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Those are the two republics that Russia claims don't belong to Georgia. In fact, you know, these are typical of World War II, forcing independent people under a communist government to please Stalin. So technically they're right, but they're only allowing them to free now that Russia can continue their hegemony there. Russia will continue to exacerbate tensions in Georgia as long as Russian citizens make up a large minority of the population. And of course, puppet president Saakashvili remains in power, and he's a thorn in their side. Russia has also sabotaged the NATO observer mission for the ceasefire as a test of whether or not NATO is willing to act on its threats or just continue to talk. Obviously, it's the latter. The U.S. and NATO will continue to use the Russian threat to carving out enclaves for Abkhazia and South Ossetia as a way of fomenting more conflict in the area.
Well, we've got real problems, and the American people really are not aware of the very real threat of war. The Russians have literally thousands of nuclear warheads, largely built, of course, with our help and our technology. Why would we have done that? Doesn't make sense. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we are here at the GCN Radio Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, pick up the story.
Well, moving on to another couple of topics here for tomorrow's brief. The Pope seems to be a convert to the New World Order, a very disturbing major address that he said, in the face of unrelenting growth of global interdependence, there is a strong felt need, even in the midst of a global recession, for a reform of the United Nations organization and likewise economic institutions and international finance so that the concept of the family of nations can acquire real teeth. Now, that's a very disturbing concept. Putting teeth into the United Nations means giving it legal and military power to enforce its edicts. The Pope, Pope Benedict, continues. He says, one also senses the urgent need to find innovative ways of implementing the principle of responsibility to protect and of giving poor nations an effective voice in shared decision-making. Now, giving poor nations an effective and shared decision-making means the power to vote themselves money from more wealthy countries. That's part of putting teeth into the United Nations food-sharing edicts or whatever they want for the so-called underdeveloped countries. This seems, he continues, necessary in order to arrive at a political, juridical, and economic order, there's that word, economic order, which can increase and give direction to international cooperation for the development of all peoples in solidarity. Those words, New World Order, solidarity, those are socialist concepts and code words. to manage the global economy, to revive economies hit by the crisis, to avoid any deterioration of the present crisis, and greater imbalances that would result, to bring about integral and timely disarmament. I mean, he's getting into everything, food security and peace, to guarantee the protection of the environment and to regulate migration in or out of countries. For all this, we are in urgent need of a true world political authority, as my predecessor, Blessed John the 13th, indicated some years ago. Now, I'm frankly shocked at the breadth of this. This covers all the bases. This quote demonstrates a broad commitment to the globalist concept with its worst incarnations. This cannot be explained away as a mere aberration. I know this is going to be devastating to traditional conservative Catholics, who the popes have generally avoided making any statement this clear in support of globalism.
Well, I think that we're moving very, very rapidly, Joel, towards the culmination of history, and people are simply coming out of the woodwork and showing what they really believe. And I think it should be very, very obvious that the leadership of the Catholic Church is dedicated to this idea of the one world government.
That's right, and I know there are many traditional Catholics, I've spoken to groups of them, who would not agree with this, and it's going to put them in a very difficult position, because the Catholic Church has a very strong hierarchical system of allegiance to the Pope and the Cardinals, and normally, you know, the Pope has played it pretty conservative. Happen to know that the former, the Polish Pope, was in fact had a lot of illicit dealings with communists that were underplayed by the press. But everyone expected Pope Benedict out of Germany to be a much more conservative Pope even than the former Polish Pope, and this has not turned out to be true.
Well, we're in real trouble. We have the same problems in the Protestant Church. We have many of our Protestant leaders who are really pushing environmentalism and many of these other things. The man who replaced Ted Haggard in the National Association of Evangelicals with 30 million Protestant members is pushing the green revolution and green solutions to our problems. Where did he get off doing this? Why, he simply is put in power by the other Protestant leaders who agree with using the power of government to transform society.
No, it's a point well taken. We don't want to judge all Catholics by its leaders, and certainly all Christians shouldn't be judged by, or evangelical and Protestant Christians shouldn't be judged by some of their leaders. And that's why, fortunately, you know, in the the evangelical wing of the Christian Church, people don't feel like they have to stay with the major organizations if they tend to drift, as they always do, away from biblical principles. The people leave, and there's a lot of people doing home church now, and a lot of people breaking off into smaller and smaller groups. This is the typical factionalization that occurs and has occurred throughout history.
And I think you're even finding a lot of Catholics just embracing conservative theology and ignoring the dictates that are coming out of Rome.
That's right. But heretofore, as I say, the Catholics have generally had an ally in the Pope on moral issues and things. Now to have a Pope come out and be a direct supporter of the New World Order and globalism with armed legal authority, this is going to be a shock to them.
Well, I think it just shows just how late we are in the progress towards the New World Order.
Absolutely. Well, lastly, I'd like to cover quickly what's behind the Sarah Palin resignation. You know, truly, Stan, the political world was shocked as Alaska Governor Sarah Palin announced she was stepping down from government. I mean, not just at the end of her term, she's resigning very, very soon. And this resignation will very much affect her ability to run in 2012. I'm convinced she was planning a major run, but that's all in limbo now. Political pundits all over the nation were shocked that she would pull such a boner, as they call it, a big political mistake, to step down from a platform that would keep you in the public eye as a respected state governor. It's also a very big negative step for a person of the powers that be, both helped raise to national status by making her John McCain's running mate, and later regretted that move when her stubborn and self-serving personality began to overrule her handlers. And as we've talked before, the globalists don't like independents. That's why they don't like Hillary Clinton. She would really think she was president and try to run the country. They want puppets. Now, I immediately realized several things about Sarah Palin as soon as she was selected by McCain's controllers to be his running mate. One, she couldn't be a true libertarian or conservative libertarian that people were being led to believe. And number two, she didn't have a clue about how the powers that be operate. Now, I do think Sarah Palin is kind of like a female Ronald Reagan, conservative of heart, but too big of an ego to recognize when you're being manipulated and used for someone else's agenda. Of course, when Palin did begin to see how much she was being controlled by the McCain team, who expected her to be very subservient, she rebelled and started trying to control her own speeches and agenda. Trouble is, she didn't do very well on her own and made lots of mistakes. Now, I believe that the powers that be have soured on Palin and set the investigative watchdogs on her in Alaska to try and uncover more dirt to discourage her from any further political advancement, and they appear to have succeeded. Palin mentioned the constant battle she's having, fighting off the constant flow of allegations coming from outside investigators. At a minimum, I think they didn't want her running for president because she, like Mitt Romney, is not an insider and has enough charisma that she just might win the Republican nomination. The powers that be are sure that she would not be as compliant a candidate the second time around, and they would have trouble controlling her. Worse, and also like Romney, if she actually got elected to the presidency, she might see illegal things going on, as she surely would see them. And she might not decide to go along with. In fact, it's very likely when you see the kind of illegalities and evil that our government's involved in. Then they would have to use stronger tactics to control her, like they did with Ronald Reagan, eventually handing him an assassination attempt via CIA patsy John Hinckley. While Palin is not out of the running for president, her star quality is definitely damaged. Whatever dirt they dug up on her, and I'm convinced they have something fairly big, Stan, can be still trotted out later on to sabotage any political aspirations she may have. Palin would surely have run out her term as governor if she thought she could, but making an announcement at this stage could only have come if she felt she had no choice. Now, the powers that be still have a big problem. By subverting Palin's rising star, they have unwittingly helped Romney's star to rise again, and he, I believe, is a much more formidable problem for them than Palin. If Mitt Romney, whose numbers in a Gala or in a Pew charitable trust poll just went up 16 points after Palin's demise, if Mitt Romney had convened an enclave, said Political Daily, to systematically set about destroying his potential rivals, he could have done no better than what Sarah Palin handed him on a platter.
Hey, we're going to have to let you go, Joel. Fascinating. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning. Thank you so very much. Bye-bye. Okay, that was a Joel Skousen, I think a very, very astute observation about what's going on. And of course, this is the time when I need to tell our listeners that you can get our programs on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. You get them 4 hours a day, live, and certainly 4 hours a day archived, and on blog and MP3, and 9 hours a day on our satellite feed. Get the information. Help us to get it out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand what's really going on, let me suggest two items. One is the DVD on the Trilateral Commission by Pat Wood. The other is my talk on the Financial Armageddon with the Syllabus. Get them, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about